Om Shanti. So welcome, Mohan Bhai, and thanks for sharing your... valuable time with us.
Thank you.
How many of us here are seeing Mohan Bhai for the first time? So I'd like to introduce, to give you a really brief introduction, because it's really very good introduction we can give. Became Mohan single, became Baba's child in 1961 while doing his graduation, and since then he has been an active member of the organization. Mohan Bhai has a master degree from the Indian School of Mines, and he served the Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, an Indian multinational, for about 28 years in various capacities in different parts of the country until he took voluntary retirement in 1996. Mohan Bhai is one of our lovely senior brothers with a wealth of experience to share. He has been instrumental to many activities connected to environmental awareness, among many other areas of service, including opening a number of branches of Brahma Kumaris in India, touring abroad, delivering hundreds of lectures in many organizations, leading many big programs from Baba, coordinating the scientists and engineering wing, and authoring 5 books. You can see his books in the counters. One of them is Science, Spirituality, Ethics, and Environment. And presently, Mohan Bhai is looking after the training activities for the organization, and he is Academy Coordinator of Academy for a Better World here in Gyan-Sarovar. So, our first topic today is serving Mother Nature. I personally had the opportunity of listening to this lovely sharing. So, Mohan Bhai, you served professionally as a geophysicist. Have you been given any guidance from Baba to serve this area of nature, or has it been a personal area of interest?
In fact, the word nature is having two meanings, and these two meanings are as well known. One is the human nature. We often say, oh, it's my nature, these are my habits. And another one is 5 elements of nature. So in my subject, geophysics, applied geophysics, basically the 5 elements of nature, and especially the Mother Nature, Mother Earth, comes actually as far as my studies, Laukik studies, are concerned. Whereas the Raj Yoga study, this Brahma Kumari's teachings, they mainly teach us about the human nature. So I tried to bring a sort of synthesis between the two and how they are connected with each other. And I found that there is wonderful similarity between the two natures. And in fact, this may help us in attaining our karmatita stage, the final stage. So my interest started growing and growing in this two natures. And in as far as this our institution's activities are concerned, so I am connected with one of the wings activities, science and technology. And in that one, the environment is also a part of it. So we have taken out some more than 20 environment awareness campaigns and disaster management campaigns. And because Baba has said that in the end we all have to face various type of natural calamities. And that's why just to bring the awareness about the natural calamities and this aspect of nature, we took out the environment campaign, and I feel that people's interest also grew up in this one, nature, two natures, and the interconnection between the two natures. So, yes.
So, connecting both of these areas you've mentioned, the serving the elements and serving the human nature, what would you like to share with us today? Tell us a little bit about your personal practices when you give us classes on this topic. What should we, especially for someone who has just started, what should we focus if we are interested in this practice and how to benefit from the connection?
You see, our basic teachings of Raja Yoga and Brahma Kumaris, as I was telling, they teach us how to conquer our old sanskar, our own natures, our own weaknesses, that is the human natures. So, this all we all know, that what Baba says in Murli and what we all are practicing. Even in today's Murli, Baba has said, while giving the blessings in the end, what Baba said. Baba said our face and our behavior, that should be like, so that it is reflective of Brahma Baba's activities and our ultimate elevated stage. So our face and behavior and our activities, they should. So this is about all human natures. And when we are talking about the five elements of nature, so as Baba has said that when the transformation of the world is at its peak, in the end, we all are moving towards the end, that five elements of nature, they are likely to play havoc, you see. The Mother Earth, the air, the water, the ether and all these. So, we should be mentally prepared completely what the role they are having and what the role we have to play. So, we have tried to bring, and Baba has said number of times that our nature try to make friendship with these five elements of nature. Friendship in the sense, because usually what happens that usually among the human beings, the friendship is there whose sanskars are roughly same, whose habits, whose nature, they resemble with each other. So, they come nearer to each other, and then when the friendship is strong, then one friend helps the other. A friend, it is said that a friend in need is friend indeed. So, if we make the nature, these five elements of nature, our friend, then they are likely to help us at the hour of crisis in the end. And when they help us, then they will not be the source of our death or our sufferings, but they will be source of taking us to the very high and elevated stage and karmatit and farishta stage. So that is why we should try to make friendship with these elements and resemble up to what extent our nature and the nature of these five elements, they resemble with each other. And if not, then we should try to bring our nature closer to the external nature. I don't know how far I have made it clear, but with the examples, I will like to give. For example, the water is there. For example, one of the elements, water. So what is the main nature of the water? The quality of water. You know, yes? Flexibility, adjustment. So, we should also try, and we find it quite difficult to adjust ourselves with a person whose nature doesn't resemble with us, and especially diagonally opposite or something very entirely different. So if we want that this mother, this water element should help us, and then this water element main quality is coolness and adjustment, flexibility. So we should try to inculcate the flexibility and adjustment in ourselves, so that I am able to adjust with each and every person on this earth. So if suppose I am able to adjust with everybody, then there won't be any conflict, there won't be any waste thoughts, and there won't be, you see, negativity at all. Because when I am able to adjust with everybody, nobody will be the source of my unhappiness and weak thoughts. So if this adjustment, power of adjustment and power of flexibility in our nature, so this is going to help us to take us up to the karmatit stage or final stage. This is only one little example, so that once I adjust myself as per the nature of other human beings, then there won't be any conflict. And it is going to give us an, as it is said, that ant mate so gate. Yes, in the end, you see, whatever our thoughts are there, when my as the soul is leaving the body at that time, what counts actually, we all are making our Pursharath as per for our last breath. When I breathe last, as long as I am in the body, and when I breathe last, and when the soul leaves the body, at that time, whatever stage is there, that stage counts. And we all are doing the Pursharath, and all our efforts are for that particular moment when we leave the body. So for that one, that should always remain in our mind, the last, matlab, the end. So that at that time, my thoughts don't go here and there, and there is always, you see, what the Baba has said, that one and only one Baba should be in our mind. So likewise, we can see that with each and every nature, this is only one flexibility. Similarly, the another quality of water is, say, coolness, ever flowing. As long as the water is flowing, it is considered clean. And once it stops, it is stagnated at a particular place, then the mosquitoes or flies or others, it will start giving bad smell, the water. So we have to see in our life that I am also always moving ahead and ahead in my life. You see, day by day, my today should be better than yesterday, and my tomorrow should be better than today. So when I am moving ahead in my life, it means I am progressing always. And then these weaknesses, the jealousy or hatred or ego, or the feeling of taking revenge, these all negativities, they are just like the flies and mosquitoes, etc. And these negativities will not prop up in the mind, and always I'll be moving ahead and ahead, and positivity will be there. So what count is, we have to analyze. This is an open subject, because we use water daily, we breathe air, everything. So what are the various qualities of these elements, nature, and then we should try to match this nature with our human nature, and if I am lacking somewhere, then I should try to inculcate these qualities of this external nature. So we can just think of it as an open subject.
Mohan Bhai, before we do some practice with you, can you share with us the qualities of the other elements we should also inculcate, please?
Yes. All the five elements we will do. So, this is the quality of water. And you see, it is easy to say, okay, be always cool, don't be angry, don't lose your temper. But after all, our old sanskars of so many births are there, and quite possible if the situation is there, I may lose my temper, become angry. Then what to do? So as just the water, is there, its original nature is coolness. But when once it is put on the fire, then it boils. So for boiling it, the effort is done. It has to be put on fire. But once you see it is put out of that source of the heat, then it automatically gets cold. So similarly, I have to see that if suppose due to some my old sanskar or some situation or some conflict in the nature with somebody, if suppose I lose my temper and become angry, then I should try to come to my original nature, which is the calmness, quietness, the soul's original nature, peace. So just how I can come in that original stage? Just to be away from that situation which has made us this angry, you see. Just as the fire is there, then water is put out of the fire. Then it becomes cool. Similarly, I should try to come away from that situation which was responsible for making me angry, so that once I am away from that situation, then I may come back gradually to my original situation. So if I inculcate this quality which is already there, simply I have to bring it out from me, then it means I am, you see, inculcating the qualities of water. There are number of qualities. I am taking 2-3 or few qualities. So in that one, what if suppose some tsunami comes, the flood comes in the river, and we all know about the global warming and climate change, and as per the scientists of the world, leading scientists, the sea water is likely to rise. And most of the countries and cities, big cities which are just situated at the bank of the various seas and rivers, they are likely to be submerged, you see. And I am myself an earth scientist, and we know that the rate of increase of this water will be increasing and increasing, and the phenomena which we feel that it should have taken place after maybe 80, 90 or 100 years, it is likely that it may happen within 15 to 20 years. It is a fact, because all the glaciers are melting and what not, all this situation, and the flooding of the rivers, and then ultimately to the sea, and rising of this water, will take place. It is now, it seems very clear as a reality. So then this practice will come. If suppose I have tried to inculcate the nature qualities of the water, I have made water my, you see, friend, then automatically how this water will help me at that time when the tsunami is there, flood is there, and watery water is there everywhere. Then automatically this voiceless connection, mobile etc., they are wireless connections, they are likely to be failed. Because we were taught, when I was in engineering, we were told that the reversal of earth magnetism, you see, it has been a phenomena in the past also. The North Pole becomes South and South Pole becomes North, and all the communication in the world is likely to collapse, completely collapse. No mobile, no radio, telephone, nothing is likely to work. At that time, then this voiceless connection, this voice-free, no voices, sex, lust, anger, greed, etc., what we say. So this voiceless connection will work with Baba, and the Trans Baba will touch us, the right thing at the right moment, provided our this receiver set is completely in tune with the transmitter, Baba. So Baba will transmit, but if it all depends on my receiver set. And this we have to see wiseless. So when once it is in tune with Baba, so right thing will touch at the right moment and automatically our foots will be moving in the direction of safety. Automatically. We have seen earlier in India also number of occasions when the tsunami was there, the earthquake, big earthquake was there, and our brothers and sisters, those who were in tune with Baba, how their life was saved. And Baba has said that, I am bound with this one to save the life of my children. With the right touching at the right moment. So this will be when, you see, we are in tune with the frequency of this, Baba says that water element. All this is about water, and lot of qualities of water can be discussed. But we have to see the qualities of other elements also, as the sister said, which is the other major element which is going to play a very big role in the transformation of the world. Fire. Five elements. So which one? Out of five, one is water we have discussed. Which is the other one? Earth. Because fire also, but the earth, because earthquakes will be there. Lot of earthquakes will be there. I am basically an earth scientist, and we know in our geophysics we were said that the sliding of one layer with respect to other, and the earthquakes, you see, lot of earthquakes will come because instability in the major earth mass will be there, and when the instability is there, earth is likely to move, and that will be the source of very big earthquakes, you see. So how to save myself? Because earth will do it. I am reminded of, you see, in California, I think one big earthquake, maybe some 10, 15 years back. After that also, but very big US earthquake. And you see, in California, there were everywhere the devastation was there. But at one professor's, some retreat center was there, some house, then his house was quite safe. Not even the glasses were broken, you see. Whereas at all the surrounding areas, all the buildings fell. So media fellows, they came there, of what material you have made your house. How it is safe. What was his reply? Do you remember, any of you? Right? It was as at that time that he told ki, no, my material is also normal, the same general material. But what I do, that I usually communicate with the Mother Earth, you see. My communication with the Mother Earth is continuous. Oh, Mother Earth, you are my mother, I am your child. How a mother can be angry and can devastate his child. So I promise that I will not harm you, so you will also not harm me. Because what he means, that Mother Earth, we are exploiting the nature. You see, the earth and all these five elements, and that is the source of all this global warming, you see. All the nature's five elements, they are being exploited by we human beings. So, in that one, he was telling that my communication with the Mother Earth is there, and very lovingly I talk with Earth, Mother Earth. And you are seeing, though it looks something very typical given nearby all, but you see, after all, that I don't know about others, but in number of scriptures, religious scriptures, these five elements are considered as deities, you see. The Mother Earth and this water, jal devta. In India also, Hindu mythology, water deity, water, the fire deity, the air deity, all these, they are considered deities. So in that sense, they are not that way, but main thing is that our vibrations, they count a lot, you see. And Baba has also said that give some time daily to spread your vibrations to these five elements of nature. So this frequently we are doing this one, especially in Madhuban, whenever there is some earthquake or some natural calamities in any part of the world, then we usually put some globe and concentrate on that particular country or nearby where the devastation has taken place, and try to spread our positive thoughts, positive vibrations towards that one. So these things count a lot, because otherwise physical help is one thing that is required. If suppose earthquake is there, send the tents, medicine, water, or whatever the life-saving necessities are there. But these are the subtle things which count a lot, you see. We may not have much so-called scientific proof for this one, but they definitely help. We were taught, you see, when I was in engineering, that these some of the creatures, like snakes and other cows, buffaloes and others, they get some idea, their sixth sense works, and they come out from their houses and they run away. You see, they get. And it is a fact. I have seen myself when in 2001 there was one earthquake here in Gujarat. At that time I was in Ahmedabad, and I have seen some 10 minutes before, all the buffaloes and cows, they were running, and dogs started barking, and lot of a sort of fear phenomena was there in all the animals. They came out, and just because these changes in the earth which take place before the major change. You see, when the earthquake is there, so pre-earthquake waves are also there, and afterquakes are also there. So these animals, etc., and beasts, they get the idea, they sense, their skin sense, that major change is going to take place, and they come out. Because they are more in harmony with nature. They are nearer with nature, so nature sends signals and they receive the signal in the right way. Whereas we human beings, we are not able to receive those smaller and subtle signals, because our lifestyles has made us, taken us away from these five elements of nature, and we are not so near as some of the animals. They get the idea and they immediately start running out of that area which is going to be affected by that particular calamity. So the gist is, main thing is, we should be, our lifestyle should be nearer to the, more in harmony with these five elements of nature. So this is just with the earthquake, for the earth, what is the main quality of the earth? Stability. And what else? Mother Earth is a giver, you see. It always gives. You see, you put a single seed, the tree will come out, and hundreds and thousands of the seeds will be generated. So Mother Earth is always a giver. It gives us water and minerals, oils, vegetable, fruit, wheat, rice, what not, everything Mother Earth is giving. So if I inculcate this quality of giving and giving, you see. So giving doesn't mean only the physical things, but giving means, you see, give sympathy, good wishes, positivity, positive vibrations, helping the others, you see, in the hour of crisis. So this is all giving and giving. So if my nature is like that, of this giving and giving, then it means I am coming closer to the Mother Earth, its nature of giving, I am also giving, and my nature I am trying to resemble it with the Mother Earth. So Mother Earth, as in other words, I am making strong friendship with Earth. So Earth is going to help. If suppose calamity is there, you see Earth is moving. Everywhere the devastation is taking place. My area will also be like that. It is not that suppose I am here and everywhere the things, you see, buildings are falling and this building will not fall. Not likely, but the main thing is, you see, devastation will be there. But at that moment, right thing will be coming to my mind if I am in frequency with Shiv Baba, who will be transmitting, touching me the right thing, and if I receive, and automatically my feet will be moving in the direction where the safety is there, automatically. And this we have seen last at least some 30-40 years. I have seen a number of, you see, calamities, whether the Latur was there, or you see Koina Dam devastation. Number of, say, because it is the headquarter and the letters come from all over India, how they were saved the right time, touching and moving in the direction, and they were saved. So main thing is, saved means not that the ultimately our body is to be, you see, it will be destroyed and the soul will go, soul will leave this body and go. But it is the time in what perspective we are leaving the body. If suppose I am leaving the body due to earthquake, building is falling and one girder is falling, cement slab is falling, and everywhere pain and pain and misery is there, then at that time I am not likely to remember Shiv Baba at that time. Because when so many miseries will be there, pain and sufferings are there, at that time, how I will be able to remember Baba? So the thing is, though I will be leaving the body, but at my sweet will, you see, not due to these natural calamities, as Brahma Baba left, you see, I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba for number of years, and especially during the last 2 days, 17th and 18th January 1969. I was in Madhuban, and I have seen how Baba was there, and how Baba got the complete idea, and in the end Baba said that, okay, Baba is taking leave. And that I will also narrate my experience if the time permits. So, how? So, this thing, you see, that we should leave the body as per our own sweet will, not due to some natural calamity or great suffering, because at that time if the suffering is there, then that suffering will may be responsible, and when the pain is there and I leave the body at that time, only those things will be in my mind. So Baba says that the end, you see, you should try to be away from the body, you see. So this is the earth element that in the earth, you see, is given. So one quality is this giving. Always try to give, not physical things, clothes or food, etc., but subtle things, the good qualities, positivities, positive vibrations, and you see, so that everybody feels happy. And like that, if I am able to inculcate this quality, then this is the quality of Mother Earth. So Mother Earth will help me at that time. Similarly, the other quality is stability, as somebody said. So you see, the stability also I should try to have. Whatever the adverse situations are there, but if my mind and that stability is there, that stability should always, you see, help me. You see, so like that, try to bring out some more qualities of the Mother Earth and try to match our human nature with that Mother Earth, you see. So when the frequency matches, then it becomes a resonance frequency, you see. In the science it is said, when tuning fork is there, and when tuning fork, you see, it vibrates, it is brought with near another tuning fork, that will also start vibrating. So like that, when these two, the nature, its frequency, and our thought waves frequency also match. In the history also, there are, in India we have seen that some musicians were there, like Tansen, etc., who used to play some ragas, music, and with that one, the rain used to start coming. The fire, whenever the, sometimes Malhar rag, sometimes Deepak rag, like that various music, you see, tunes. So with that one, they used to be in frequency with that element, and immediately that element used to play its role. So in history, all these examples, but now this science is there, in the button is in our hand. When we switch on, the air starts coming, the coolness, AC, heater, it is also these five elements. But this is in our, but they all are the meaning of science. But Baba always says, when the science and spirituality, ultimately spirituality will having an upper hand over the science. So spirituality, so we should try to develop more and more spirituality, so that this science, these we see daily, this mic sound, like that, everything, these phenomena are there. But we should be able, through our thought wave communication, we should be able to operate these things. And now the science is working on that one interface, the thought wave interface with our thought process, our thinking, and in the scientific, the material. From that one, our thought should be able to trigger the instrument, and the instrument starts working. Nowadays the relay is there, through the relay, distant relay, or distant, so we are able to do. So mind, this matter to matter interface is there in our hands, that we work in TV or in everything. So we press the button and it works. But mind and matter interface, so mind thought wave should be there, so that instrument is triggered and that starts working, just like Baba says in Pushpak Viman, it will be there. I am reminded of Gulzar Dadi. Once she went to Singapore and she was telling, when she was coming back to India, at that time an air hostess, she was also BK air hostess. So she told Dadi, you come with me, I will show you the cockpit, how the plane works. So she has taken Dadi in the cockpit, and naturally there were number of switches, number of lights, computerized complete phenomena. Then Dadi reminded that, Dadi, oh, Baba used to tell us, I have also flown Pushpak Viman in, you see, Divine Vision, but there used to be only two switches, that's all. One switch to go up and another to bring it down. Completely all accident free, and unlike today that hundreds of green light, yellow and red light and all that switches are there, because it used to work on mind matter. Once just you entered the Pushpak Viman, you ordered that, okay, let us go to London, let us go to US, these will be our picnic places, so let us go for picnic. And once our mind triggers, that will trigger the, you see, instrument, and it will start flying. So these are the realities now. Science is really working on this one, and you must be seeing in number of research papers, how science is working, and people are coming nearer to this one. So we all have to work for this one, because instrument working will be done by scientists. They are also helping us, but we have to make our mental frequency so voiceless, you see, so clear, very clean, so that it is able to trigger the whatever we want to trigger it. Are you getting me? Something, am I able to clear it?
Wonderful. Just time management. We still have three elements, and these stories from Brahma Baba. So you guide us, okay?
Okay. What? Further?
Yes, we still have the three elements to have two your
more.
Inspiration.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, and some stories from Brahma Baba.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, yes, yes. And Baba, you see, and how in between, let me just say about some element and Brahma Baba's last moments. You see, because how Brahma Baba has conquered, how I will know that I am conquering these five elements? There should be some proof of it, isn't it? And Brahma, I had the opportunity to see Brahma Baba, you see, in the end, 17th and 18th January. So, on the 18th January, Baba preponed the class. Usually the class is around 8:30 to quarter to 9. In the night, the class is there and at that time, but that day Baba preponed the class to about 7 o'clock and Baba announced that today Baba will take the class early. So Baba came to the class, we all also went to the class, and that in the end, you see, Baba entered the class, and that was Baba's last class, you see, on 18 January in the evening. And you see, Baba preponed the class. That day, whole day, Baba said the Ishu Dadi, who resides now in Shantivan, and she was right from the beginning Baba's sort of personal assistant. She used to write, because at that time, in 60s, late 60s, there were no emails or no internet, etc. So Baba used to write the letters, and children also used to write the letters. And I am lucky, I am still having some 8 to 10 letters with me of Brahma Baba. And Baba used to write letters, you see. So, Baba said that day, ki whatever the pending response are there, letters are there, tell me, so that not a single letter should remain without any reply, you see. So that day, Baba gave reply to all the letters which were pending, you see. Then, throughout the day, Baba cleared number of items which were there, and in the end, Baba came to the class. And that day, though Baba was having a rough throat, you see, coughing throat. But that day, you see, since Baba has attained the Karmatit stage, the final stage, so not a single time Baba was required to clean his throat, you see. And at that time, you see, all his karmic account with the body, they were just settled, you see. So not a single time there was problem from any side, and Baba gave wonderful murli, you see. I think you all might have heard the murli. That last murli is also available, at least in Panda Bhavan. I don't know whether here the CDs are available. 18th January 1969, Ratri class, night class, you see. And in that one, Baba has given the class. And then Baba went to his room. After that, before that, Baba told her, took the leave. Okay, Baba is taking leave from all of you. Baba chutti leta hai. Before that one, Baba never uttered these words. Any time in some 30, 40 years, not a single time. But that time Baba told, you see, Baba is taking leave. Baba is going. And like that, Baba went to his room and then his hand in Dadi's hand and Baba took his last breath. But the wonder was there that though the Badwa's body was lying in that stage for 3 days, roughly 65 hours. 18th January evening Baba left the body, whole 18th night, whole 19th day, 19th night, whole 20th day, whole 20th night and 21st afternoon Baba's body was consumed to flame, you see. But during this one, though no injection was given, no chemical lotion was put, but Baba was just like, his body, disintegration of the body did not take place much. Even the flexibility was there up to a good extent. Usually when the soul leaves the body, body gets stiff, you see. But when we have given bath to the Baba on 21st, so up to a very good extent the flexibility was there. Baba's color was also white. It did not become black. And no bad smell, no disintegration of the body, you see. That shows that how, up to what extent Baba has conquered these 5 elements of nature. Because this body is made up of 5 elements, you see. So, though it looks very funny, and usually in today's doctor they don't believe that it can happen, but I have seen with my own eyes and number of others, brothers and sisters, that. So that is how these 5 elements can help us till the end, you see. And Baba was always giving positive vibrations to these 5 elements of nature, you see. So this was actually the Baba's, actually how Baba has conquered this one. So we have seen water, we have seen earth. Similarly the air, you see. Third element is air, you see. And this element, air, you see. And what is the main quality of the air? Light, yes. It takes everything up, you see. Whereas earth pulls everything down, air takes everything up. So that teaches us that, and air is very vital for our life, you see. We breathe air, inhale oxygen, exhale carbon dioxide, you see. So we should always, one quality is light takes up everything. So we should remain very light in even in adverse situations in our life. If suppose a paper is there, adverse situation is there, we should remain very light, you see, and not should become heavy. Otherwise, sometimes when our paper is there and lot of problems are there, we become heavy. We don't feel to talk and we feel very heaviness. But the air, the quality of air teaches us to remain always light and move up and up always. So this is one of the quality of air which we should try to inculcate to remain light even in adverse situations. Similarly, we inhale, you see, air, so vital. We can remain without food for weeks together. We can remain without water for few days together, but can we remain without air even for few minutes? No, you just stop, breathe. You can't remain more than 1 or 2 minutes or so. So without water, without air, you see, you can't move. You can't remain alive. So this is so vital, to remain always light in the light. That is No, it's all right, fine. Thank you. What? You mean water? If it is there, all right. So, what is required to remain light always in the life, you see? And we have seen Brahma Baba, so many papers, came in his life in Yajna also. We have heard that there was some beggary part also. Beggary part means that there were no resources and some more than 350 children were there in Yajna, but there was no money, no other means. But even in that adverse situation, Baba never became heavy or he never lost hope, and ultimately Yajna came out from all these situations. So what actually requires is to remain always light. And then this is the breath, you see. Just like as we inhale the air and our breath continues. So similarly, this enthusiasm and always encouragement, you see. These two are the things which keep us always light in the life. And we should remain like that. Similarly, the another element, which is another element, fire, you see. Fire is represented in the nature in what form? Sun, you see. Sun is there, and sun is the source of all the energies, right? So, sun, you see, is there, and fire, the main quality of the fire is? Yes? Yes, yes. If you put anything in the fire, it forms changes, you see. Transformation is there. So when it forms changes, similarly, what Baba wants that our yoga quality should always be like that volcano, you see. And when this volcano fire is there, and you see, so in that one, whomsoever comes in contact with that one, completely its form will be changed, you see. Because if we are in that stage of volcanic fire, you see. What does it mean? Our quality of yoga should be of very, very high standard. So that whomsoever comes in contact, suppose if a person is weeping, very unhappy, he comes in our contact, and as soon as that person comes in contact and we are in that elevated stage of fire, so fire is having that quality of changing the form and shape of the things which are put in the fire. So if a person is very unhappy and say weeping, he, as soon as he comes in our contact and he will come in the contact, he will be transformed. Instead of unhappiness, the happiness will prevail. He will come as unhappy man, but he will go as a very, very happy man. He will come weeping, but he will be, when he goes, leave us, he will be smiling and very happy. You see, his form and shape and complete transformation is done. And by our, this, because this, our fire stage, that what we have seen always with Dadis and Baba, Brahma Baba. I had the good fortune to be with Baba, and number of times I met with Baba, Brahma Baba. But Brahma Baba's stage was like that whenever we used to go, and we will think, oh, I will ask Baba that this is my stage, this is the Pursharat efforts I am doing. This is the service which I am doing now. And number of questions used to be there, but as soon as we used to come before Baba, almost completely calm and quietness will prevail and we will forget. And especially during the 17th and 18th January, when I was here, I was before Brahma Baba. And whenever I used to go to Baba, I used to think, okay, I will ask Baba these things, these things. We were very quite free with the Baba. So, bas Baba will give a drishti, little drishti, and then Baba will say, during those, especially last 2 days, oh, you have come for this one. These are your questions. Okay, do like this, it will happen like this. Means I was not required to speak even a single word. So Baba used to get a sort of thought reader type. Baba used to get complete what is going on in my thoughts, and Baba used to say, oh, you came for this one, this is your question. Okay, do like this, it will happen like this. It happened once, twice, three, six, seven times during those 2 days it has happened. So that shows the last and final karmatita stage. The conquering of one's own mind. Baba has conquered his own thoughts, own mind up to that extent that whomsoever used to come before Baba, Baba used to read his mind immediately and solve the questions or problems, whatever that person was having. You see. So this is the ultimate stage, karmatita stage. So that this karmatita stage, the final angelic stage, this was the final angelic stage which I have seen from my own eyes, you see, with Brahma Baba. And that is why one thing is that conquering of your inner nature and conquering of this outer nature. So inner nature, that is all our Purusharth through yoga and Murli and all these things. And through outer nature means resembling our nature with that one, outer nature, and then ultimately make it the resembling the qualities of the outer and the inner nature, you see. So we have seen water and earth and air and fire also. So in this fire the sun is there, you see, whenever the sun is there, so that actually is manifested in the form of the nature, and it is the fire, you see, sun, that quality. And when our face is towards the sun, you see, our all shadows will be in the back. When our face is towards the sun, shadows in the back. Maya, chaya, that is shadows all. But our face should be towards the sun. So, when our face is always towards Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, God, so then all our weakness will be at the back and we will be always moving ahead and ahead in life. But once we turn up and the sun is before our, you see, back, and I move away from the sun, then the shadow will be guiding us, you see. And that shadow is nothing but our own weaknesses. Our own weaknesses. So our face should always be before Baba, you see. And this is that sun, Gyan Surya, the sun of the knowledge, Shiv Baba. If our face is there, we will always be moving away from the weaknesses, from the shadows. And ultimately, you see, this is very much required, because in the end people will be coming with all those, you see, unhappiness, weaknesses, and as I said, the people will be coming. We should be able to transform them from our own stage, volcanic stage, you see. And that volcanic stage of yoga is there, then those soul will be transformed and they will be completely happy and healthy, and you see, with all positive qualities they will be going back. And one fifth element is ether, you see, the sky, isn't it? Ether, unlimited. What is the quality of the ether? Unlimited, you see. Our heart, you see, and all these things will be, because these five elements of nature, they will be bringing devastation, you see, destruction in the end, and because lot of upheavals will be there by virtue of these five elements of nature. So say air is there, so if the cyclone is there, air will be moving with the speed of 300-400 miles per hour or so. So it will be great, you see, source of destruction. But if I have inculcated the quality of the air to remain always light in my life, then the air will not be responsible for my death or unhappiness, because I have made friendship with the air. And whatever the cyclones and tornadoes, other things are there, but there will be right touching in the right moment, and I'll be safe, you see. I'll not lose my breath, I'll not lose, the death will not be due to these five elements of nature. So that is why this nature is very vital to inculcate the qualities of that external nature within us. So similarly, if suppose this sky, ether is there, unlimited. So if my heart is also unlimited, it is able to forgive and forget, and it's, you see, because usually what happens if somebody has done very bad to us? So we are not able to forgive him and forget those events, and there is a subtle feeling of taking revenge, you see. If somebody is doing, has done too much bad with us, you see. So our heart should be very unlimited, you see, so that their weaknesses, their whatever the wrong they have done before us, with us, we should be able to forget and just pardon them, you see. Shama karo, pardon them. Just. And if we are able to forgive and forget, then whatever the, you see, from the sky side, the destruction problem will be there, destructive. From the sky side, what it can be? From the earth side, earthquake. From the water side, flood and tsunamis and all. From air side, it will be, can be cyclone, etc. or so. From fire side also, too much heat in the nature, temperature maybe 48, 50, more than 50. Too lot of heat, so that the fire is there everywhere. So similarly, from the sky side, ether side, say cloud burst. Forming of cloud is there, and the cloud burst is there. Lot of water and a sort of destructive phenomena happens, you see. From sky side, all the bombs and missiles and rockets, etc., they come. When the air warfare is there, all from sky side, you see, these missiles and other, they will be coming. But they will not be responsible for creating problem for us, for those who have made friendship with the ether, with the sky. Broad-mindedness. And that broad-mindedness is reflective in the form of, for no one should be our enemy, you see. Not a single person. Whatever bad they have done, I should be able to forgive and forget. And they also should feel, yes, they are our great, great grandfathers, you see. They are our, you see, they should have that feeling. And that feeling will come only when, if I am, will they consider me as their, you see, as deities, or they consider me very high by virtue of, as Baba has said, our face and our behavior should be reflective of Brahma Baba into this blessing Baba has said, this one. So our external form may be very simple one, ordinary human being, but inside our qualities should be very, very high, you see, deities. Externally we may look very simple, but our qualities inside, they should be very great, very high, as Brahma Baba, today's in blessing Baba has said. So if that is there, so the sky side, no problem can be responsible for taking my life, you see. whatever the missiles, rockets, bombs, etc., they will come, but our mental frequency will be of that nature, so that right time, this is the key word, right time, right touching is there, and automatically my movement is in the direction of safety. You see. So similarly, we should try to find out how many good qualities these five elements are there. We are considering only one or two qualities like that. So Baba was a manifestation of these qualities. We have seen number of times. So many people were there, they have put fire to the yajna, so that destruction, all die. But Baba, our own brothers and sisters, number of times they said, Baba, we are advocates, we are, and we know barristers, and we know if we put the case, we are definitely going to win. But Baba said, no. A father cannot do a legal case for before against his son, you see. They all are innocent, they don't know what they are doing, but our duty is just to teach them, we should safeguard us, ensure the things, and insurance should be there and take all the care. But we cannot make them suffer, you see. So much wide-hearted, warm-hearted Baba was there. You see. Never from Baba's side any such things happened. You see. So these were some of the qualities that what we can inculcate in ourselves and put these qualities into practice to become like Brahma Baba. You see.
So it's been very nice to listen to these stories together with these practices. So we still have some 5 minutes. Would anyone like to ask questions? Any questions from you? So he asked us to review the quality of ether, the fifth element.
You see, ether, unlimited, very big, you see. So our heart should also be unlimited, very broad-minded we should be there, so that, and it can be reflective in the form of that if somebody does bad to us, you see, we should be able to forgive and forget, you see. We should not keep in our heart so that feeling develops into taking revenge or doing some harm to that person because he has done harm to me. No, we become very wide-hearted so that we are able to forget and move ahead, you see. So, unlimited, our heart should be big enough, unlimited.
Anyone else? So, Mohan Bhai, would you like to conduct some exercise, or we just take this and into our final meditation?
Yes, we should do meditation, keeping this, you see, keep only at least one quality in your mind, and let us just think that from today onwards, I will try to inculcate this particular quality of this element in me, so that I am able to make friendship with that element. For example, I will try to inculcate the flexibility, adjustment, power of adjustment in me, so that I am able to adjust with each and every human being, and that power of adjustment will make me friend of water. Similarly, power of giving. As far as possible, I will always be giving and giving and giving the good wishes, positivity, and Shubhavana, and all thinking, positive thinking and positive doing, and not recording anybody's weaknesses and like that. So this is the quality of earth, always giving and giving and seeing the quality in others. Similarly, so when we sit in meditation, we try to inculcate one quality of each element. The quality of air, always remain light. Whatever the problems, paper come in my life, I will not be very heavy. I will be light and light, and that lightness will make me nearer to Baba. Similarly, quality of fire. So I will enhance my quality of yoga up to that extent that whomsoever come in my contact, his form will be changed. If he is unhappy, he will become happy. If he is having peacelessness, he will be peaceful. Because when the volcanic yoga is there, my quality of yoga I will try to enhance, so that whomsoever comes in contact, his life also changes towards the positivity. And similarly, element, this ether also, unlimited. So I will always, whomsoever people, if they do wrong with me, I will never take revenge. I will always be positive. I will always be giving them the positive vibrations and forgive and forget, so that I am not heavy inside myself. So in meditation also, remembering the qualities of all these five elements and taking a sort of vow that from today onwards I will try to practice this particular quality at least, so that I am able to adjust with everybody, and that time to time we see throughout the day that, oh, if that situation has come, whether I have adjusted myself for the that situation, or I have been feeling that why this problem has come, it should not have come like that. No, try to adjust with this one. So this we can try in 1 or 2 minutes, a few minutes.
So before meditation, on behalf of all of us, we'd especially like to thank. It feels very brotherly. We feel as if we are having chit-chat. And really thanks from the heart, from Mohan Bhai.
Thank you.
Should we thank him? Yes?
Okay. Om Shanti.
Thank you.